The impact is also very significant on the business community, again, globally, nationwide, and locally. What is the state of things for our local business community, and what's being done to help businesses as they continue to struggle through this along with everyone else? For that, we are joined on the phone right now by Aaron Nelson, who is the president of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, carolinachamber.org, for more information on them. Aaron Nelson, thank you so much for being with us on the phone today.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
So give us a sense of the state of things right now. I know we talked a couple of weeks ago and businesses were struggling. I'm sure it's got to be the case still today, right?
But absolutely. And a new order went into place just a half an hour ago, setting new rules on retail. And our business community is adjusting just like everybody is adjusting. So all of your listeners' life is so different. We're now in week four, moving into week five of this. And everybody is trying to make pivots and changes.
So you've spoken with a bunch of businesses, and one of the great X factors here is we don't know when things are going to get back to normal or even start to get back to normal. So how are businesses planning for an uncertain future? They've got to have a whole bunch of contingencies.
Well, it is difficult to do. We are encouraging everybody to make multiple sets of plans. What is life like if we are in social isolation for another 6 weeks? What is it like if it's 8 weeks? What's it like if it's only four? We're asking them to make plans. What's life like at 20% of normal revenue, 50%, 80%? And we know that once we are released from this social sort of distancing, that we will probably wind down like we wound up, right? First groups of 10, then groups of 50, then maybe groups of 100 will be able to gather again. And we expect the customer to be acting very differently in the future. So it is a really tough time to be a local business person, but we are so impressed by their perseverance, their initiative, their innovation, really taking this difficult time and trying to figure out how to navigate it and emerge successful on the other side.
What are some of the innovations that you've seen?
Well, some of which many of us are experiencing with. So folks that used to see us in their restaurants are now serving curbside. Top of the Hill is making hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. We're seeing retailers move quickly online or move to how do we serve people in their homes. You know, gifts that you can purchase from Epilogue and send coffee and books to your friend across town to tell them that you care about them. Our Pilates studios may have a more difficult time, but our folks that do yoga and other workout facilities are doing online work, and some of their businesses are, in fact, growing. They are picking up customers because they are now more convenient in order to do business with them. Therapy, medical services, many of those things now have found their way into Zoom meetings. Doctors' offices, attorneys, CPAs seem to be pivoting very nicely.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson, Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, carolinachamber.org for more information on them. What resources are available for local businesses as they continue to try to get through this? There's some on the federal level, and hopefully we're going to have some on the state level soon when the General Assembly comes back. What's available now?
Well, what's available right now, and let me encourage everybody, if you've got information that is more than a week old, it's old, and they need mm-hmm. to be constantly seeking updated sources. So whoever you read, you got something from 2 weeks from your professional association, I would be using the U.S. Treasury's website. That's the best place to find information about what's called the Payroll Protection Program. The PDFs there are super clear. There's bright, clear information about how to make application, how to do that through your local bank. For information on the SBA, the SBA's direct website themselves is the best place to find that. The application for the economic injury loan is called the EIDL loan. It's simple, easy, takes 25 minutes, and every business needs to be applying for that, and it can be businesses and nonprofits. If you're not taking notes at home, just Google Carolina Chamber. Just Google Chapel Hill Chamber. It'll take you to our site. There's a button for COVID, push there, and up to date, we are up to dating our documents daily, multiple times a day, so folks can have confidence that what they find on our site is going to direct you to the best local information. And you can connect with us. We can connect you with the CPA, with the bank, help you figure out good strategies on how you are going to, again, navigate through this super complicated time so that our community and you can emerge successful on the other side.
What's being done locally? I know we've talked before about the initiatives that are ongoing just in our community with residents helping each other. What are you seeing here now as far as that goes?
Locally, our local governments move quickly. In Carrboro, they converted a loan fund very quickly into an emergency loan fund and have already awarded $250,000 of emergency support to local enterprises. Comes both in the form of a loan and a grant from an existing loan fund. The county through Friday was taking substantial applications received for emergency loan funding to support small businesses. We have some some individuals making loans. We've got some community banks, other resources for folks to find the revenue. And for folks, if you're not in a business, just to sort of give you some, many of them, we run, you know, the $20,000 a month needs to come in so that they can pay their $20,000 worth of expenses. And we saw revenue just dry up overnight for so many local businesses. And for the folks listening, you know, one of the most important things you can be doing is continuing to support your local business. If you are fortunate enough that you work for the state or the university or the hospital or the town or the schools and that your paycheck is continuing to come, please think about making local choices. And if your option is to order it online or your option is to, maybe it's a little more difficult, but buy it from a local business, please make the effort to buy it from that local business so that they can be here and successful when this crisis is over.
And I think buying it directly from that local business as much as possible, right? I've heard about...
As much as possible.
Yeah, like DoorDash and things like that, taking commissions. So if you can skip that, that would be even better, right?
True. There's DoorDash and all that, but we also have a local company called Takeout Central. Mm-hmm. And Takeout Central is a local company that helps you find your local providers. But even they, yes, you can call directly, get it directly from the business. If you're thinking that all retailers are closed, many of them are not. They can't see you as a customer, but they can take your order, and they can fulfill it, and they can bring it to you, or they can ship it to you. It's a good time, if you are fortunate enough that this has not yet negatively impacted you financially, please make extra effort to support local businesses and to support our local nonprofits. As you can imagine, their sources of funding are down and their need to serve is up. When you get your stimulus check, if it's not essential to your family's operations, consider investing it back into this community.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Aaron Nelson again, carolinachamber.org, for more on the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. We're talking right now about a lot of the resources that are available for businesses and business owners. What's available to help employees of those businesses who are also struggling to make ends meet right now?
So there's good news, but the good news is coming slow. The good news is that the state of North Carolina made substantial changes in the unemployment system. It is one of the lowest cash payments in the United States, but what they did make it easier for people to apply. So there's no waiting time anymore. You're eligible immediately. The processing is taking a long time, but this week you should be receiving first payments. There's a maximum payment that any employee can get, and that is $350. It's based on how much you earned over the last 6 months. But the good news is the federal government will be supplementing that, and they will be adding $600 per week to North Carolina's unemployment benefit. So if you were making $300 a week from North Carolina, you'd get another $600 from the federal government. Well, at $900 a week, that's $3,600 a month. That is a substantial unemployment benefit. We're hoping that that can be helpful for families. The federal has been delayed as they try to figure out how best to partner with the state, but we expect this week or next those will come, and they will be retroactive to the date of unemployment. Say, I'll just add also for all those out there that are in the gig economy, where you were an independent contractor cutting hair somewhere, you were an independent contractor hygienist, or you were you played in a band, the federal government will now allow you to apply for unemployment. North Carolina has not historically allowed those folks to get unemployment, but the feds will. And so you ought to apply for unemployment. You may get rejected by the state at first, but I encourage you to apply again. There are unemployment benefits for sole proprietors, independent contractors, contract workers. The process is slow. The phones don't get answered very quickly, but there is relief, and it's worth continuing to pursue. So don't be discouraged as a business if you're struggling with the loan processes and the federal support. And please don't be discouraged as an individual if you're struggling with the state system. I encourage you to keep at it. There's some good opportunities there.
And I mean, the General Assembly is going to be coming back to session later on this month. I know committee meetings already starting to start up, and I'm sure there's some state legislators that want the state to move in that direction too. Is that something that we're seeing some promise on in terms of possibly getting that through?
I am uncertain what the state will do on state unemployment benefits. Hopefully they will align themselves a little bit better with the federal government. What most, you know, in our community, the state's continued support of our university and our hospital continues to buoy, you know, and really help our community be successful. One of the greatest things that happened in our economy is that our university pays $250 million a month or more in salary. Mm-hmm. And that continuing to flow is a great stimulus into our community. And we are grateful for them and for all of the other large employers who continue to invest in their employees. The personal rebates are arriving today. People saw them over the weekend. We know people that have received those in their checking accounts today. So be looking for that rebate coming to you very soon. And then our capacity as individuals, be our own local stimulus, right? For us to choose to buy local, for us to choose to support the nonprofits that we always have, for us to choose to volunteer in our community. We have tremendous power to affect our own future, and I'm just really optimistic and heartened by the work we're seeing in that space.
And we'll wrap up there. Speaking with Aaron Nelson again, CarolinaChamber.org. As we wrap up, final thoughts, anything that people need to know that we haven't gotten to yet?
No, just I want to say thank you to this radio station. You all are a voice of great information, reliable information, and your Chamber of Commerce, your community, are very grateful for you. So thank you.
CarolinaChamber.org for more information on the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Aaron Nelson, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Take care.